First Kings, chapter 14. At that time Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray you, and disguise yourself, that you be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get you to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, who told me that I should be king over this people. And take with you 10 loaves, and cakes, and a jar of honey, and go to him, he shall tell you what shall become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were dim by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam comes to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall you say unto her, for it shall be, when she comes in, that she shall pretend to be another woman." And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, you wife of Jeroboam, why pretend yourself to be another? For I am sent to you with heavy tidings. Go, tell Jeroboam, thus says the Lord God of Israel, since I exalted you from among the people, and made you ruler over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it you, and yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in my eyes, but have done evil above all that were before you, for you have gone and made you other gods, and molten images, to provoke me to anger, and have cast me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam every male, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man takes away refuse, till it is all gone. He that dies of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and he that dies in the field shall the fowls of the air eat, for the Lord has spoken it. Arise therefore, get you to your own house, and when your feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him, and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall raise up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day." What? Even now. "For the Lord shall smite Israel, as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their idol poles, provoking the Lord to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin." And Jeroboam's wife arose, and departed, and came to Tirzah, and when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he made war, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his place. And Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah and Ammonites. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed, above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places, and images, and idol poles, on every high hill, and under every green tree. And there were also male prostitutes in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, he even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their place bronze shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, who kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard bore them, and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah and Ammonites. And Abijam his son reigned in his place.